gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, that would be me. Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour. We're going to be joined by Tom Wicks. He's one of our favorite guests. He's the man behind Gold Eagle, the makers of many fine products, including Stay-Bill, and one of the fine sponsors of this very same broadcast. In hour number two of the show, we're going to be joined by two gentlemen. Number one, we're going to be joined by a representative of the Ford Motor Company. He's going to be telling us about some new technology. And then we're going to be joined by Peter McGilvery from SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association. It's the big trade show, the automotive trade show happening in Las Vegas the first week in November. And it is gigantic, to say the least, beyond gigantic. This is, I believe, the second largest convention in all of Las Vegas. Only the Consumer Electronics Show is a little bit bigger, but in past years, more than 100,000 people have attended. It will be interesting to see the turnout here for 2009. Also coming up on today's broadcast, we are scheduled to talk a little bit about the recently concluded auto show out in Orange County, California. And we're going to be joined by a representative to tell us all about that. But we'll kick the hour off with a look at the news, and the news is brought to you by Stay-Bill. When you store, start with Stay-Bill. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle, that's the parent company, .com. Once again, that's www.goldeagle.com. Well, as many of you know, I'm also the radio host for Motor Trend, and Motor Trend has officially pulled off the wraps for the 2010 Sport Utility of the Year. I also know what has won the Car of the Year, but I can't tell you that yet, and the Truck of the Year hasn't been selected between you and I, but I can tell you what the Sport Utility of the Year is for 2010. It goes to the Subaru Outback. That's right. The Subaru Outback has taken the Golden Calipers. It was a very interesting group of contenders this year on the Sport Utility testing, and after much testing and evaluation, it was the SUV from Subaru that took the Golden Calipers. Let me tell you about some of the other contenders in the 2010 Motor Transport Utility of the Year contest. It was quite a wide variety of offerings, and to be honest with you, I was a little bit surprised that the Subaru won. Last year, actually, Subaru also won the award, the Subaru Forester. But let me tell you about some of the contenders. This year, of course, the award going to the Outback, which is a big seller, without question, from the folks at Subaru. But some of the other contenders in the Sport Utility of the Year competition, including offerings from many of the manufacturers, including the domestics as well as several foreign manufacturers. Volvo was represented with their new XC60, their kind of crossover sport utility, and also another manufacturer was represented, Audi, with their new Q7 sport utility offering. Land Rover, I believe, had a number of different entrants in this year's competition. Since I wasn't a part of this particular selection process, I am struggling to get my notes together here. But let me get it for you. The contenders included the 2010 Acura ZDX, which is the rather unique looking, kind of avant-garde looking sport utility from Acura. Also contending for the 2010 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year was another quite interesting vehicle. And this vehicle was the Q5, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, from the folks at Audi. Audi continues to become more and more of a full-line manufacturer here in North America, introducing more and more models every year, including everything from sport utilities to supercars. There are rumblings on the automotive front that perhaps we'll see yet another sport utility offering from the folks at Audi in the not-too-distant future. Joining the Acura and Audi in the Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year contest for 2010 is the crossover wagon-esque sport utility from Cadillac, the SRX. That also totally redone for model year 2010 with a little more bold styling and certainly lots of new features. Also in the contender circle for the 2010 honors was a very interesting offering from the folks at, who was the next one on the list here? The next one was, of course, the Equinox from Chevrolet, which has sold extraordinarily well. And actually, a number of folks have written to me here on Auto World praising the new Equinox from Chevrolet. In the not-too-distant future, we'll see some sort of hybrid variant of the Equinox. That was one of the contenders. Another one of the contenders for the Sport Utility of the Year contest for Motor Trend. As you can see, it was quite a large field for this particular model year. Was the GMC Terrain vehicle, which is an interesting offering from, again, the folks at GMC, General Motors, one of the surviving divisions of GM. Another one of the contenders for model year 2010 was the Lexus RX. And in addition to that, Lincoln chimed in with their MKT. In addition to that, Mercedes-Benz showed off their new GLK. And also in contention was the Toyota 4Runner, along with the aforementioned Volvo XC60. But when all was said and done, the award went for the 2010 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Outback from Subaru. And once again, congratulations to the folks at Subaru as we have more and more winners recently in the sport utility department. That's 2 years in a row for Subaru, so congratulations to all those folks. Some of the other stories making headlines this week in the world of automobiles include the fact that there are many new vehicles on the horizon, and probably one of the most unusual new vehicles is from Suzuki. It's called the Kazaki. That's right. It's spelled K-A-Z-A-S-H-I. It's a four-door sedan from the folks at Suzuki. Another one that is definitely raising a lot of eyebrows in many corners of the automotive world is, of course, the revised Mitsubishi Outlander for 2010. Many people are calling the styling either refreshing or, quote, revolting. What do you think? If you've seen pictures of the vehicle, I'd be interested to poll you on that one. Also, making headlines this week in the world of automotive news, we touched on it last week, but it's official. Roger Penske is not going to take control of Saturn. Straight ahead, one of our favorites, it's Tom Wicks from Gold Eagle. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Pouring in our car.
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Jim Newcomer from IS Resources. October 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1045.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1074.77, 537.39 for a half ounce, or 268.69 for the quarter ounce. That's 1074.77, 537.39, or 268.69.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. It is not unusual for me to hook up with Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top at the SEMA show out in Las Vegas. He tends to come every year. I know the last time I talked to Billy, he was on tour with Aerosmith for a while, and then that got kind of messed up as the lead singer of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, broke his shoulder, so ZZ Top went off to Indonesia and in Asia and other parts of the world, so I haven't talked to him for since July. So I don't know if he's going to be at the SEMA show, but I sure hope he is, because he is a true car guy. He's a wonderful book called Cars, Rock and Roll Gearhead, The Cars and Guitars of Billy F. Gibbons, and a brand new vehicle of his is now on display at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, a classic car, classic muscle car. And speaking of classic muscle cars, it is snowing, believe it or not. It's not sticking to the ground, but it is snowing outside my humble Boston studio. Here it is. It's not even November 1st, and there's snow in the air. Well, this should be the time that you should be thinking about putting your classic vehicle away if you live in these parts, if you're not going to run it during the winter months, and most don't. And to help us through those waters, it's my pleasure to welcome back one of my favorites. He is the man behind Stabil and all the other great products from Gold Eagle, Tom Wicks. Welcome back.
Hey, Bob. Thank you very much. I'm interested to hear you've got snow. I was going to ask who got the snow, because a lot is out there.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Honestly, it started a couple of hours ago just as kind of light flurries, but now we've kind of a heavy snow. It's not sticking on the pavement, but it's sticking on roofs, and it's sticking on the grass, and it's making me want to move to California.
Off for the Sun Belt, indeed.
Exactly, but you're no stranger to snow.
Being no, located absolutely not.
Where you guys are, tell our listeners where the Gold Eagle headquarters is.
Well, we're headquartered in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, where last year we had about 92 inches of snow. And it falls on a par with some ski resorts. But, you know, when you store, start with Stabil, Bob. That's the best thing you can do.
That is the key factor, as another one of my favorite talk show hosts on this network likes to say. And let's talk about it because, you know, this is a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of the automotive enthusiasts. And we're on a great Boston flagship station, AM 1060 WBIX, which actually covers a good portion of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and gets up into New Hampshire and Vermont as well. So folks in this neck of the woods, as well as the Midwest, they should really start to think about what they need to do to get their muscle car tucked away for the winter months ahead. So number one, Tom, of course, we got to get the Stabil.
Yeah, Stabil is probably the best thing you can do to get ready to store that vehicle. You want to make sure that when you get ready to store it, you've checked the battery and maybe put a battery tender on it and did all those good things. But when you have the fuel in there, it sometimes turns to gum and varnish, and that's where Stabil comes in. Pretty much what you do is you just put in 1 ounce of Stabil for each 2.5 gallons of gas, fill the tank up. The reason for filling is to prevent condensation from the moist, humid air above the gas tank there. And then get ready to store your car. Unfortunately, if you have to store it, that's the way you want to do it. So when you take it out in the spring, it's trouble-free driving.
Explain to our listeners, because I know you're an engineer and you're an expert in these areas. If you don't use Stabil and you just park your car with half a tank of gas, explain the process, what happens, and why, when it comes around to springtime and you think you can fire it up, you're going to have problems.
Well, you got a couple things going on. If you have the tank only half full, you got moist, humid air from the venting of the fuel tank that accumulates above the gas. Now, as soon as that moist, humid air gets in there and the temperature drops at night, it condenses and it rains inside your gas tank, as it were, and you get all that condensation built up in the bottom where it can cause rust and corrosion of the fuel pump, non-start conditions with the vehicle itself, and all kinds of other problems. And then there's a secondary issue with the fuel itself oxidizing and turning into gum and varnish with long-term, you know, storage. And Stabil prevents that as well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know you refer to that quite often when we visit to you. When you say gum, I mean, what exactly does it turn into? Is it actually kind of turn into what most folks would, you know, recognize as kind of a gummy substance?
It does indeed, and what happens is the gasoline has got some unsaturates there, some little places where oxygen-free radicals can attack the molecule making up the gasoline. When that happens and they cross-link, you get that exact gum and goo, and it's just like it says. It's kind of a snotty, gooey, gummy deposit that sticks, floats, needle valves, sticks venturis closed, and is all around bad stuff. If you let it go too long, it'll turn into varnish, which is the hard equivalent of that, and it actually smells and looks like varnish, hence the name.
Wow. So that's big trouble, and I would imagine to fix that type of situation. I mean, if you've got an old classic muscle car, perhaps with a rare power plant, I mean, this could really set you back money-wise and otherwise.
Oh, it does indeed. And a lot of guys, especially if you got a muscle car, you got a, you know, a double pumper in there, you probably have a nice Holley, and you want full fuel flow. And pretty much you don't want to store it dry because then the gaskets crack and you get air leaks. So pretty much everybody wants to store with fuel in there. And the problem with that gum and varnish is it acts like glue, and it'll stick the float so that now the carburetor will flood consistently, and you won't be able to start it right away. So when you get in and turn the key, it'll crank and crank and crank, and pretty soon you can just smell raw fuel or gasoline if you're lucky. If you're unlucky, nothing's going to go through there. It'll plug up the fuel filter.
For those fortunate enough to have houses in different areas of the country, and you know, like right about now I'm wishing I had a house in a warmer climate, but I do not. But I know that there are many who kind of commute. I know somebody who has a house in the greater Boston area and also has a house in California and kind of goes back and forth and sometimes for months at a time. I mean, even in a warm weather situation, I would imagine a car sitting unattended without stable could potentially be a problem as well.
Oh, it is indeed. Pretty much when you get to the warmer climes, California, Florida, most of Arizona, it still gets humid during the day, and you still have that nice, moist, humid air that gets sucked into the fuel tank. And then at night, it gets cooler, and that, again, causes the condensation, hence the buildup of water and moisture. But as far as the oxidation, those free radicals attacking the gasoline, the higher the temperature, the faster that happens. And they have even a bigger problem with varnish formation.
So I had no idea about that. So sometimes if you hear about a barn find, you know, some vehicle tucked away in the wilds of Nevada or Arizona or California, I mean, if that vehicle hasn't been well attended to, you could be looking at some pretty serious restoration costs.
Yeah, a lot of guys are pretty familiar with boil out the gas tank, you know, rebuild and clean the carbs and all the traditional things, replace fuel pumps, install a couple inline fuel filters. Even if it was stored in a great area.
Isn't that amazing? More with the amazing Tom Wick straight ahead right here on Auto World. Our telephone number, 800-429-8251, 800-429-8251. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
It's you. Get into my car.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. You can hear us when you're away from your favorite radio station at GCNlive.com, where you can also sign up for a free podcast. That's right, free. Not too many things in 2009 are free, but it's a free podcast. We also have archives of all of our past programs since June. And we hope to be with GCN for many, many, many years to come. And we also have programs on demand, so you can listen to this show all next week anytime you want. And then it will go into the archives. So we've got you covered. Tom Wicks has got you covered, too. He's with Gold Eagle. They make a whole slew of different products. But we've been talking about Stabil because it continues to snow outside my humble Boston studio here. And we'd love to hear from our folks in Iowa. On KXEL, what is it, snowing there, guys? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or let's go down a little south and see what's happening in Kentucky, listening in Bowling Green, home of the Corvette, WKCT land, 93KCT, 800-259-9231. Is it snowing there? Are you getting ready to get your vehicle put away? If you own a classic car, antique car, rare car, Tom Wicks can help you out, 800-259-9231. So, Tom, you were telling us that even if you're storing a car in what most people would consider to be a good climate, a year-round warm climate, it can even be worse than storing in a cold climate. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Chemical reactions increase dramatically when you raise the temperature a little bit. So if the average ambient temperature is 20, 30 degrees warmer, you're in South LA, as opposed to where you are in Boston, the average ambient temperature might be 20, 30 degrees different.
Yep.
It's going to go a lot quicker in South LA as far as turning to gum and varnish. That is an absolute guarantee. And that's where the Stabil comes in handy, trying to prevent the gum and varnish so you can have long-term fuel stability. If you fill up the tank, you've got 30 to 60 days to get it out of there and turn it over before you start oxidizing the fuel and the free radicals start attacking that thing, and you form that snotty gum that we were talking about before, which, if you left long enough, turns to varnish and can actually clog up, fuel pumps, fuel injectors, venturis on carbs, stick the float valve on your poor carburetor stuck so the thing floods all the time or allows no fuel at all to go through. This is the best prevention for it.
Is there just one type of Stabil, Tom, or are there a couple of different types?
Well, actually, we've got two nice varieties. We've got the classic Stabil, the red product that's been around for some 35 years, and then we've got one pretty much aimed at a tougher water environment, marine formula Stabil that cures existing problems. And a lot of guys in New Hampshire and Maine found out about this last year as the cure for some of their ethanol and water problems with snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had no end of problems. The ethanol fuel has got one bad habit. Water combines readily with ethanol. The ethanol itself is great. It's a wonderful, 118-octane, beautiful fuel. But one combined with water causes no end of problems, and the snowmobile guys had a lot of issues. Pretty much they discovered marine formula Stabil by accident and found out it cured most of their problems.
What about one question I get about Stabil is about catalytic converters. Does Stabil do anything negative to catalytic converters or modern fuel injection systems? A lot of these new vehicles are going to direct injection.
No. The actual Stabil itself has no effect whatsoever on the O2 sensors, the oxygen sensors, catalytic converters. It doesn't harm or hurt any of those things. Yeah, it was specifically developed to really be a fuel-acting thing and not poison anything downstream and cause any unrelated issues. So it's totally safe in those environments.
What if I've got an old bottle of Stabil on the shelf from last year? There's still a little bit left. Can you use it? What's the average shelf life of a Stabil?
Well, the average shelf life, if it's been opened and resealed, is about 2 years. But it's got the classic has got a red indicator dye. So if it's still red, cherry red in color, and it doesn't look like brown chocolate milk, it's still good to use.
Very good.
So there's an indicator dye that tells you it's good to use. If it's red, it's okay.
Wow, that's cool. That's a very interesting thing that you've developed and put right in Stabil. Where can folks purchase Stabil Fuel Stabilizer?
Oh, they can get it at pretty much any store. Walmart, Ace, Cotter, True Value, Pep Boys, AutoZone. We have many, many Kraken Auto Supply. There's all sorts of places that carry it. Almost everybody does. West Marine carries it. So you can find it in almost any retail outlet, plus any classic car store across the USA.
Wonderful. Another question I get quite often is, if you've already done something bad and that's put your vehicle away without Stabil, perhaps it's been in the garage for a month or two, can you then add Stabil or has the damage already been done?
Pretty much if you're talking a few months, even as many as 3 or 4, you can still put Stabil in and go ahead. If it's been a year, you've pretty much rolled the dice. And the best thing to do is, take the gas cap off, give it a sniff. And if it smells like gasoline, you're probably good to go. Give it a try and start it. If it smells like sweat socks and Parmesan cheese, this is what we used to call sour gas in the days, or it smells like a can of old varnish, and it'll be one of those two, then pretty much you have to think about draining that out and starting with a fresh tank.
Wow. And what is the actual mixture that you need to have in the back of your mind as far as how much Stabil to add to your particular gas tank? I would imagine it would depend a lot on the size of your tank.
Well, in a way it does, but it's pretty much 8 ounces of Stabil will treat 20 gallons of gas. So it'll do one small bottle will treat most automobile gas tanks. And then we've got the larger 32-ounce size, more for boat guys and motorhome folks, and that's bottle treats 80 gallons of fuel.
So you're covered, and we're not talking a major league investment. I mean, you're not going to have to take out a second or third mortgage for this one.
No, the quart bottle is usually under $10, and the other bottles are a couple bucks. For the 8-ounce, it might be $2.99 for treating 20 gallons of gasoline, and it will keep the gasoline fresh for something on the order of a year to 18 months, perhaps as long as 2 full years.
Wow. So you really don't have to worry about it. I mean, if you're in a situation, you know, I will get emails from our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a lot of these guys are worried about their vehicles that are at home, but as long as they've used Stable or something like that, they should be okay.
They should be good to go for probably, in most cases, up to 2 years. You know, if they're not opening the tank, they're obviously overseas deployed. That thing will stay fresh for about 2 years.
Excellent. Let's talk about another product that probably is quite popular in the Chicago area, in the Northeast, and many other areas that get the cold weather and get the snow and the ice, and that's the gas line antifreeze called Heat. Is this still very much a popular product?
That is a very popular product. Heat and its cousin IsoHeat are pretty much utilized in the upper Midwest and a lot of through the snow belt, where we traditionally think we get the week at a time of 20 below, and it's not uncommon to get temperatures less than that. Absolutely, it's still available, widely used, and the IsoHeat has got a fuel injector cleaner built in it so that you don't have any fuel-related problems due to flows or anything else. So not only does it take the moisture out, but it cleans the fuel injector and the entire fuel system.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we'll open up the phone lines and maybe a few questions for Tom Wicks. I got an email question here. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Wicks from GoldEagle.com. They're the folks that make Stabil. They're the folks that make Heat and ISO Heat. They're the folks that make just a ton of products. Just give us kind of a little bit of a rundown, Tom.
Well, Bob, a lot of the guys that do the racing and classic cars know about Octane Boost 104.
Yep.
I mean, they like a lot of the octane boost. A lot of racers like that, too, to maximize performance. We've got No Leak, a line of things that take care of small automotive leaks. If a mechanical repair is not needed, for the oil system, radiators, Aluma Seal is a product for taking care of that. We've got a full line of starting fluids and all kinds of things of that nature as well. And then the stop leaks, brake fluids, pretty much the biggest guy you never heard of. Then we have diesel power for those that have diesel things. These are guys that have diesel pickup trucks, the Dodge Rams, the Ford, and the Power Strokes, the GMs. And these are a full-line cetane booster, which is the equivalent of an octane boost for a diesel. And then fuel injector cleaner, anti-gels for the guys that have VW, you know, throttle body, and some of the BMW diesel cars that are coming into the States. So we've got all those products as well.
Wonderful. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We got a question here from Patrick, and it's on something we were just talking about, and that's the gas line antifreeze. Patrick doesn't say where he's writing from, but no doubt he's familiar with the cold weather because he wants to know. He writes to me. He says, ask Tom about the difference between the old dry gas and his product, Heat.
Well, the old dry gas is made by one of our competitors who no longer exists. That was made up in the Northwest, but the brand Heat, the differences are it contains an upper cylinder lube and a corrosion inhibitor. So if guys get water and moisture in the tank along with the other problems that they have, it helps remove those and keep it from rusting, which the other products never had. So really the differences are that it's just a regional difference. The old dry gas was kind of a northeast phenomenon, found up in Buffalo, New York and up through that area. We came out of Canada and Buffalo, New York. And we're the Midwest equivalent of that. And we've survived and had that brand for a great number of years.
Oh, that's fantastic. Another question. This one is from Iowa, listening on KXEL. The gentleman's name is Al, and he wants to know, he says he runs his Chevelle SS pretty much year-round, doesn't drive it in the deep snow, but he wants to know, is it okay to still use the octane boost during the winter months, or should he refrain?
No, absolutely, especially Chevelle. Now, he didn't mention the particular year, but prior to 1971, those things didn't have the valve seats hardened. So you get a little thing called valve seat recession. And pretty much to prevent that, you have to run a valve lubricant like an octane boost year-round so that you don't knock that valve seat down and erode it. So my recommendation is, yes, run it, and run it year-round. You don't have to, but it doesn't hurt to do it every third or fourth tank.
Good advice. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tom Wicks is here telling us about all the products from Gold Eagle Stay-Bill. It is still snowing in Boston, so you better start thinking about storing that car. A question I get also a lot on the storage end of the fence is, should you put a car cover on your car or not? What do you think, Tom?
I'm a big lover. If the car is going to be stored outside, you want to wash and wax it, and yes, you want to put a car cover on. The issue for the guys that don't really love those so much is moisture buildup. So what you're really looking for is Gore-Tex or a nice car cover that's not going to allow a lot of water to build up underneath. And it keeps the paint and the car finish out of the elements, the ultraviolet light from the sun, and all the salt and so forth if you're in a snow area. I'm in favor of it and use them myself.
Vincent, listening on AM 1060, the business station WBIX in Boston, wants to know about something that Tom mentioned earlier, and that's ethanol, and how that is affecting car engines negatively. He didn't quite catch what you were talking about when it came to Stay-Bill. Could you kind of reiterate that a little bit, Tom?
Well, we'll talk about it a little bit. Ethanol is actually a great thing to have in cars. It only has one bad habit. It has a nice octane rating of 118, so it's just gorgeous stuff to burn. It burns at a different ratio than 14 parts of air to one part of fuel. It burns at 7.9 to 1. But the 10% ethanol fuel you see in your RFG gasoline creeping into gas pumps and so forth picks up moisture. It's like a good dry martini. It's best when there's no water in there. It's drunk neat, but it tries to suck water right out of the air. And that water ethanol mix is sometimes the thing that causes problems. You get a lot more moisture pickup, therefore a lot more moisture or water building up in the bottom of the fuel tank. And you have to be careful. Things like Stay-Bill are designed to remove a lot of those problems so you don't have all that condensation buildup and the rust and corrosion that you would get with just the water contacting the fuel pump, the gas line, the fuel tank, etc.
Another interesting product here that I hadn't heard of before, it's called Start Your Engines, and this is an interesting product, and all I can think of with the snow coming down here, for folks who put snow blowers away and are going to have to use them in the not-too-distant future if they're having trouble getting it started, can this product help with something like that?
This is absolutely. This is one of those bizarre products I had thought some years ago when you and I had been talking. What if you didn't use Stay-Bill and you stored your snowmobile? In my case, it was a snowmobile. And if you didn't use it in your snow thrower and you now can't get it started. What this Start Your Engines does is it adds back the volatility of the fuel. The light ends that may have evaporated that make it easy to start when it's sub-zero temperatures. It also contains a lot of polyetheramine, so if there's a plugged fuel line or something of that nature, it'll help clean that up while it helps the volatiles. So Start Your Engines is absolutely the best place to start if you did not use Stay-Bill and you now can't start your snowmobile, your snow thrower, or so forth. You simply put it in, allow maybe 10 to 15, 20 seconds. You might want to jar the fuel tank enough to get a little bit of a mixture, and then try and restart. It actually works that quick. It's like a mechanic in a bottle.
Wow, that sounds like a great product, and looking forward to the summer months for lawnmowers and chainsaws and ATVs and motorcycles. This is effective for those things as well?
Yeah, this is perfect for all those scenarios. And what it helps, sometimes lawnmowers don't have the same hard-to-start problem, but they sometimes they'll idle up, and if it warms up a little bit, you get fuel line vapor lock. And this actually helps prevent that. So it's really a good thing to do if you don't know what the problem is, but the engine's not running correctly, If you have an ATV that's been stored at the duck blind or the your cabin in the woods or someplace and not used, but it won't start or it runs very rough, start your engines is exactly what you need. It's a little 4-ounce aluminum can. One can treats about 2.5 to 3 gallons of fuel. You simply pour it in, let it stand for maybe 30 seconds, and then try and restart. And everything else pretty much lines out within a minute or two.
Excellent. Another product with a very unusual name, and I shouldn't say it because he lives across the street from me, but this guy, he's always running his lawnmower, and, I mean, he takes such pride in his lawn and such, and he loves his snowblower, too, and this product he would probably love. It's called Dog Dirt Oil Grease and Grime, because he keeps his snowblower and his lawnmower kind of like you and I keep our cars.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then he's a perfect candidate for Garage Dog or Dog Our Cleaner. That's, you know, is one of those things that's designed to be sprayed on, even a chainsaw bar, which is where I use it most frequently. You know, if you have run your chainsaw, you build up all the bark and resin from the trees. This thing sprays on. It's pretty easy to use, and there's no really harmful fumes. It's kind of a tangerine and grapefruit, delemonine, nice citrusy smell. And it cuts through grease and grime. You just wipe it down with a rag if you want, and you're back to clean to go. It's almost like brand new lawnmower equipment.
Excellent. Another quick question here. Gentleman just bought an MG at the auction, and he says all he needs to do is put Stabil in. He's going to be set for the winter. That is absolutely right.
Yeah.
So we can definitely give him that advice. Do it. Tom Wicks, time just flies anytime you're with us. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bob, thank you. The best show in the afternoon.
Thank you so much.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.